This is Ozarks at Large. A trio of baby boomers are planning the first co-housing development in Arkansas called Akonza Village. As Jacqueline Froelich reports, co-housing, which first developed in the early 1990s, is undergoing a revival.
The planning for Akonza Village began this summer when a core organizing group of three individuals came up with the name, says Vicki Martin.
It's an Indian name of a major Quapaw village in southeastern Arkansas, and its origination in the name of the state of Arkansas.
Vicki Martin, a retired realtor seeking to relocate from Harrison, has been searching for her tribe in a sense. She's visited five co-housing communities and has researched the concept's history in order to come up with the best model.
We hope to bring in people from all backgrounds, all walks of life. It's going to be multi-generational. We want a community that's very cohesive.
The eco-friendly co-housing development will feature households with independent incomes and private lives who live as close neighbors, collaboratively planning and managing community activities and shared spaces, she says.
But the models kind of show us that the optimum size of a community, like a co-housing community, is between 25 and 30 individual homes. You're getting larger than 30, and then it just gets too big to manage. And smaller than 24 homes, there's just not enough people to have that community feel.
Martin, who just turned 65, says Akonza will enable her to live her second 50 years like her first 50 years.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I want to have fun. I want to have friends. I want to have people to garden with. I want to have people to work in the kitchen with. And I want to, you know, can and flower garden, dig in the dirt. And I want buddies to do that. Right now where I live, you know, there's not anybody. I have to drive to find somebody to do those things with.
Recent data show that elders who occupy co-housing developments tend to live longer and healthier lives.
It's not a continuing care. It's not an assisted living. It's independent living. You live in your own home, and you own your own home. And when the time comes, you've got friends, your neighbors that can possibly assist you with minimal chores that you don't have to be an assisting living sitter to have somebody bring you dinner. You know, you have friends that can do that for you.
Martin says Akonza Village will be intergenerational, all ages, where elders will have the opportunity to age in place rather than be dislocated to an institution. Muir Commons in Davis, California, was the first co-housing community established in the U.S. in 1991 by Nevada-based architect Charles Durrett. David Harju, age 55, who lives in Lowell and works as a registered nurse in a cardiac rehab unit, says co-housing is a way for like-minded people to connect.
Humans are social beings, and the way our society's aligned, there's a lot of disconnection. I mean, we may live right next to each other and never talk to each other. Yeah, we live inside of these wooden fences and isolate ourselves from each other. Drive down the street past hundreds of people in hundreds of houses and not wave at any of them, not talk to any of them, and go and into your house, close your garage door, and not see anybody. And this is just not healthy.
Akonza villagers will embrace consensus decision-making, communal yet independent living, honesty, trust, cultural and spiritual respect, strategic conflict resolution, and sustainable personal boundaries. A site has not been chosen for Akonza Village, nor a design, because it will depend on the group, Harju says.
Co-housing could be a lot of different structures. It depends on whether it's a residential, rural, or urban setting. It can be anywhere from just a half an acre lot up to 40 acres. There's a lot of variability. Well, some of the things that are in common are a common area, not necessarily a common house. In co-housing communities that are multi-story, 6, 8, 10 stories high, and with one floor that is just a common area, and you share in there. But you can also be in a rural setting where you have a common house. The houses are relatively set apart. It's designed where you interact with each other on your way to your home.
Villagers will also share recreational facilities, gardens, and the occasional meal.
Yeah, one of the awesome things that I think is the just the weekly meal time together. It gives you a chance to talk with if there's 30 households there, it could be as many as 40 or 50 people there. That's a lot of life experience. That makes for a really good pot of knowledge to glean from and grow from and evolve from.
Akansa Village co-housing prospects must commit to attending organizing and design meetings, pay a monthly nominal membership, and later invest in architectural planning and construction. Harju says Akansa will accommodate economically diverse individuals and families, but is not in a position to finance anyone.
Affordability is a concern. People on Social Security, I can see that as a problem, or people minimum wage could be a problem too. And being cognizant of that is going to be one of our challenges, I think. And it's primarily suited for what we could call the broad middle class.
Third Akansa co-founder, Diane Thompson, a retired teacher who is 71, is the most seasoned, having attended co-housing foundational meetings in California, where she lived, and later in Tulsa. She now lives in Fort Smith.
I've always been interested in community, even when I was a little kid. So when I moved to California, I happened to live about 30 minutes from Nevada City. And through some research that I was doing, I knew I was going to retire and I wanted to live in community. Not a commune, but intentional community is what we called it in California. And through a friend of mine in Nevada City, I was introduced to the concept of co-housing. Charles Durrett actually lives in Nevada City. So I got to tour that particular project. And then through that, I learned that Sacramento was going to be doing one of his projects. So I went to a couple of meetings. I started exploring. I started reading. I started internetting. And found out that he actually had a program, a complete program that was structured, a handbook and everything that would guide us through this whole sometimes overwhelming process.
The U.S. Co-Housing Association is another key source, which features a directory listing of more than 160 co-housing communities from Alaska to Georgia. Akansa Village, the first co-housing community under development in Arkansas, is now also listed. Akansa Village is hosting a series of informational public meetings in the coming weeks. The first will be held in Springdale Public Library, Saturday, August 18th from 1 to 3 p.m. The second, Saturday, September 8th at Fort Smith Public Library from 1 to 3. And the third on September 22nd at the Fayetteville Public Library. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we do have links to this and other stories that you hear on Ozarks at Large on our website, ozarksatlarge.com. We also have methods that allow you to share stories you've heard with friends through social media and email.